Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
And welcome to Go the Distance Ministries. This is Vonda Veal, and I am pastor for Goodwill Chapel United Methodist and Florence United Methodist. Have you ever heard of the beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace? It summarizes biblical faith very well. Grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. If grace reveals that joy is a gift, then prayer is the Lord's gracious means by which he daily sustains that joy. However, we sometimes believe we are independent, self-sufficient people. Our tired minds, our aching backs, and callous hands that produce a successful career and a comfortable home seem to affirm that myth. Our paychecks may be taken away at any time. We could become terminally ill and be robbed of our strength and vitality. Anxiety and worry and fear would set in at that time and take away our fear. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "In everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Life comes from the Lord, and so does daily help. We come to the Lord through prayer, and the fruit of prayer is peace. Yet prayer is not a mantra, and we can't use it to just try to manipulate God. Prayer is a divine gift to strengthen the bonds of love between us and God. The act of prayer itself affirms our dependence on Him for peace and joy. Let us pray. I rejoice in you. I will be rejoiceful in my God, my Lord, my Savior. Thank you for your gift of grace. Thank you for your gift of prayer. Amen.